The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show.
Hey, Cleaning Nation. This is Jared Robinson. I'm Mike's marketer. And Mike has asked me today to jump on and to kind of share some marketing wisdom with you. And so I always appreciate being able to come on here and to share some of this stuff, because for my position, I do all of I do all of Mike's marketing. I think I mixed Mike and Mark marketing together and got Mark. I do all of Mike's marketing, and I really enjoy the type of style of marketing that we do. It's very value-based, giving away value, helping people grow their business. And then when they get to a spot that they say, my gosh, this is overwhelmed almost. I have too much information. I don't really know where my exact issues are. I want to come in and get this fixed so that it's smooth sailing. Then we can offer them our program. And so I really like that style of marketing. It's kind of what I want to do, and it's why I'm still here. Even though you've heard this guy's podcast, he's nuts, but it's why I'm here. So let's jump into this. Let's get over this. So another part of my job is that I work with the elite, the clients that come in, and I'm going to give you some statistics really quick. 'Cause when people come in, I tend to ask a few questions. Question number one is usually just like, you know, what I actually care about is how did you find us? Is usually the first question I ask. 'Cause I want to know how many ads did you have to see? What things sold you? When did you go all in? What really worked for you? What was your mindset? What was your objections? And I suggest you sort of do the same when you have clients yourself. Like, hey, quick question for you. What ended up making you choose me? Or where did you, that kind of stuff, because that's going to be really helpful for you. Once I kind of get my selfish questions out of the way, then it becomes to, hey, right, let's help you grow your cleaning company. What we do from there is I start to ask questions about their clients. Hey, tell me about your clients. How did you get them? Where's your marketing efforts? Where did, what worked, what didn't work, all that kind of stuff. I would say that 10% of our clients say that have some sort of paid marketing system, and they're looking to scale it and grow it and get it fine tuned and optimized and all that kind of stuff. 90% don't. Yeah. They are coming in with either a really whack system. They've tried something and it just tanked, or they're word of mouth based. And word of mouth is a great marketing tool. Now, it's not scalable. You're not going to grow your cleaning company to massive amounts of value from just word of mouth, but you can have a cleaning company, a successful cleaning company from word of mouth. And so I sometimes feel like word of mouth it's almost seen as like, less important, paid marketing. And I agree with this because it's systematized. You can put more money into it and get more clients. That's a nice thing. However, word of mouth marketing says a lot about your company and a lot about your business, but it also is extremely popular. Let me just put it this way. 52% of service-based companies get most of their referrals from word of mouth. And so that's over half. And so in your scenario, when you look at your roster list, is 52% coming from word of mouth? If not, then you need to work on the product, right? This means people aren't amazed by you. If you are, then great. You're statistically there. If it's more, then you've got something that's going for you. So if you're that thing where you're like, wait a second, I might be a little bit below that 52%. Don't worry. It doesn't mean you suck at cleaning or that your employees suck at cleaning or anything like that. It just means you need a few tweaks to get yourself ready to be a talk trigger. Now that's the key word here. It's called a talk trigger. Talk trigger in marketing is when you've created a talking point that they can talk about. Okay. So like for me, I live in Colombia. I live all around the world. Currently, I'm in Colombia, and I had some friends come visit me in Colombia. And it is typical that if somebody tries, it's going to sound like I live in like a crazy place, but I don't. Medellin, Colombia is amazing. And I purposely have chosen to stay here longer because it's amazing. However, it is common that if someone tries to rob your store or anything like that, you just take care of it yourself. You don't really rely on the police. So the other day, I had some friends with us, and someone was chasing someone with a 2x4 out of the store. And my friends were like completely shocked by this. It's not something I see every day. So I was very entertained as well. However, I just kind of know the culturally, this is kind of what happens. To them, it was like they were on another planet. And that is going to be their story that they take away from Columbia, right? If someone says, hey, I was Columbia, they're going to go, oh my gosh, it was amazing. We love the food. But let me tell you about this story. And they're going to tell that story. Now, is that a negative story? Sort of. So if I was, you know, in tourism of Columbia, that's not what I would want people to walk away with. However, the principle is what I want to pull from that. It was a, what we would call a remarkable experience. It was something they had not seen before. And because of that, they branded their whole vacation. When they, someone asks them in a couple sentences, they're going to tell their story. We as humans, we naturally brand things. Like if I said, hey, tell me about your best friend, you would be like, oh yeah, my best friend's kind of a drunk and, but super smart. That's not my best friend. Hopefully it's not your best friend, but yeah, that's you branded them. That's it. Done. You branded it. And we do that with everything. Hey, how do you like, how do you like Netflix? Tell me about, your cell phone. Do you like your cell phone? Tell me about it. People, oh, you know, I really like my phone because it does X, Y, Z. We just brand things naturally. What's your favorite food? What's your favorite restaurant? Tell me about that. You know, tell me about your dog. Branded. We naturally want to put people in and things and everything in our life into a branding box so that we are, because it's for us, it's like a survival instinct of like, we know we don't like unpredictable things, things that are like crazy. Those things make us nervous. And so we brand things so that we can be safe. So with that in mind, you have to create those talking points for your business. If you don't, then what happens is you get a Columbia experience where someone just kind of brands you on whatever they think they want to tell. And that's going to probably lower your word of mouth business. But if you can create that story and then have them tell that story for you, that's called a talking trigger. And that's when you're properly doing and following the system of kind of being able to create a word of mouth business for yourself. So let's get more into the nitty gritty of that. Something you need to know and recognize is that it is all about the customer. And that when it comes to word of mouth marketing, growth, customer retention, because as a cleaner, you have really two things that customers mean to you. Either A, when a customer comes, they're going to pay you money. And when they pay you money, the goal is to get them to continue to pay them money. So customer retention is really important because if you just are one and done, you're spending all your time trying to find new customers. And that's terrible. Where growth comes in is when someone is, you have essentially someone handing you money month after month after month for a provided service. And then you can hire out that or systematize it or make it optimize it so that you're not involved as much, but you're still receiving the same amount of pay. And that's essentially where growth comes from. So the idea is, it is all about the customer because for you, not only do you need to get the customer, but you need to retain the customer. And then once you retain the customer, you need that customer to share with other people about your services so that you can get new customers. That's how word of mouth is going to be a double whammy for you because you're going to retain and you're going to gather. And that's everything for a cleaning company. So I'm going to share with you a story. Well, an example is a better way to say it. I'm going to share with you an example of someone who's doing a great job. I cannot remember for the life of me. I actually read it in a book a long time ago. I think it's called the Two Tree Hotel. They looked at their customer journey and said, what is it when someone checks into a hotel? And they said, well, there's the booking process. Then there's the check-in process. Then there's the actual stay. And then there's the checkout process. And you guys are going to fall really similar to this because there is cleaning and you can go say, okay, well, what's the process of booking a clean, doing a walkthrough, consultation, getting the quote, fulfilling the cleaning needs and moving on with our lives. So you can see you have a very similar pattern and it's really hard to be remarkable in what you do when it just comes to, well, I clean, or in this scenario, I'm providing them a bed, you know, with a TV, that's a hotel stay. And so what this company did is they said, well, let's look at the entire journey, which is something that you can do as well. And let's hyper focus on just one area. And so what they found out was the check-in process, this 15-minute process of someone coming into their hotel and getting to their room. We want to make that section of our business remarkable. That was the decision that they made. So part of their brainstorming is what they did is they said, we are going to make cookies and make dang good cookies, meaning some of the best cookies that they've ever eaten. And we are going to warm them up as they're checking in. And when they check in, all right, here's your key, here's your stuff. We are going to take cookies out of the oven and hand them to the customer. These warm, delicious cookies that they can eat on the way into their room. The idea that they're doing is that it is, it's welcoming. Their thought process was, we're checking someone in. We want to make this as welcoming as possible. That was their theme, welcoming. And so they provided these cookies for them. And then they go back and they look at this data of what's happening. And this hotel, Two Tree or something like that, I think it's called Two Tree Hotel, gets 30, I think it was like 33% of people, 35% of people that they interviewed afterwards had mentioned the cookies of this hotel to someone else after their stay, within 30 days after their stay. Now, that is a third of people that are doing marketing for them. That's huge. Because if you have an influx of people coming in every day and you have a third of them telling them about this, their experience that they had, and of course, they created the story, right? They made the cookies. They made sure that the person knew this is a welcoming process, that when someone came in their hotel room, what did they do is they took someone who's flatlined, right? And you can think about it from your end. Yeah, I'm looking for quotes. I'm looking for someone. I met with someone. They gave me a prize. They cleaned my stuff. That's all what we expect. When I hand you money, I expect that I have, that you do a good job cleaning. And if you don't, I fire. I move on. I find someone else. That's what we expect. And so just being a great cleaner isn't enough. You have to have something that's remarkable. And if you can take one section of that customer journey and tweak it so that it's just a little bit better and on theme with what you're trying to do, you're going to find that people will brand you on that moment. And so if they're trying to be in branding themselves as this really warm, welcoming hotel, a home feeling, and then they add these cookies into this. Now, keep in mind, are they just buying cookies and handing out cookies? Hey, here's your cookie. Have a nice day. Nope. They cook it while they warm it up while you're checking in. And that's the process that you smell it. They hand it to you. They're giving it to your kids. You got your kids with you. Everybody gets a cookie. And that is genius marketing. And it is a great talk trigger. Here I am on a podcast talking about this company because they created themselves a talk trigger. So I'm going to give you this formula. This is the formula of being able to properly create talk triggers in your business. And so I want you to, and it's going to be easy because it's four R's. So you're going to take these four R's and you're going to apply them into your business and you're going to see what's going to work for you and create these talk triggers that are going to help your word of mouth business and marketing efforts grow. Now, with this is what's nice about this is that you on your end need to see this is an advertising expense to you, meaning it is a tax. That's a good way to say it. Like you don't want to look at it like, oh my gosh, this is inconvenient, or oh my gosh, that's going to actually cost me a little bit extra to make those cookies for people or whatever it may be. The idea is this is an advertising tax that I'm going to do while I have someone so that I can add 35% more people talking about me to their friends, which could essentially bring in 52% of leads that come into your establishment. Okay, here are the four R's. The first one is you have to be remarkable. So keep in mind, nobody ever goes to a restaurant and says, oh, let me tell you about this restaurant at yesterday. Oh my gosh, it was okay. No one, right? That's just not what we do. If someone says, hey, I was at that restaurant, and we go, yeah, it was okay. Done. That's their story. That's their brand. What is that restaurant to now? Me forever? Okay. And that's what you don't want. So you want them to say, even if it was okay, which is our goal is not to be okay. But if they said, yeah, it was okay, but man, the bathrooms were incredible. That's better than, yeah, it's okay. You know what I mean? So at least there was effort. And that's the bare minimum you're going to get as you try to find these talking points. But if you provide great food and your bathrooms are incredible, now you've got something. Oh, the food was amazing, but man, the bathrooms were even cooler. Like now you've got something. Okay. So the idea is remarkable. You have to have something that is above average. No one ever just brags about Netflix, for example. I think I brought up Netflix already, but if I said to you, you know, tell me about Netflix, you'd be like, yeah, it's great. They provide me with, I like the shows on Netflix. It's cool. I can just watch it. But that's that, because we kind of expect that from Netflix now. You know what I mean? And so Netflix is falling into this. In fact, I don't know if you know this, but Netflix has lost a ton of market value because they've been increasing their prices. And as they've been increasing their prices, people are looking at it and saying, is it remarkable or is Disney Plus or Hulu better than this? And that's where you're starting to fall. So the idea is remarkable. Make something about your journey remarkable. The next thing is it needs to be relevant. And what I mean by that is the hotel does a great job with this. Like baking cookies and checking into a hotel is, in theory, if you look at it from afar, you're like, yeah, those don't really go together. Like, what are they, a bakery? This doesn't make sense to me. But when I tied in the sense of like, no, it's during check-in, they get the scent of cookies as you come into their place. They hand you these warm cookies as you're going into your hotel. Welcoming. That's what they're trying to accomplish. The theme is welcoming. And then you go, oh, it's completely relevant. So from your scenario, it's like, what can I do that's remarkable and is relevant to what I do? And then and to go even deeper, the theme that I want them to have when we meet, is it friendliness? Do I want them to meet me and be on my professional side, or, you know, whatever it is that you're trying to connect, my laid back vibes, the fact that we can be best friends, the fact that I'm open, whatever it is that you're trying to kind of brand yourself, you use something with that. And so when they get done, they say, I really like this cleaner. What I really like about them is how open they are. Yeah, they are. They're like my friends. I really appreciate that about them. That ding, story brand, you've created it. And if you can find something that can help give that vibe to them, that's going to do it. And a lot of that comes in. Anyway, I think that's be a talk for a different podcast. Okay. Cause I want to stay on my 4 hours here. The next thing is it has to be repeatable. And so this is an important one, is that you can't have an idea that you can't repeat. It needs to be something that can be repeatable and scalable, right? I would use scalable, but it did start with an R. So repeatable is what we're going to do. Repeatable means, yeah, cookies. We can do this for every customer. It's not a big deal. Done. And so from your scenario, what can you do that's going to be relevant to every customer that's repeatable? So that, you know, if you're just buying individual gifts for every single person, if you're commercial and you're doing bigger contracts, that is a repeatable thing that you can do. If you're residential, probably not. So the idea is find what is repeatable and use that. All right. The last one is reasonable. And this is some psychology. And when I say reasonable, this is what I mean. If you go over and beyond what you're trying to do, people become suspicious of you. Okay. So in this scenario, if you're like, hey, now that you signed up for your clean and we've cleaned for you, I'm going to give you 50 free cleans after this. They're going to go, what? Wow. Really? You go, yep. What happens is, I guess what you want to avoid is getting people to say like, why? What is this about? What are your terms and conditions? The last thing you want from a marketing standpoint is someone to say, well, what's your terms and conditions on this promotion? Like, you don't want that. What that is a indicator of is I don't believe you. And usually that means you're being unreasonable. You're doing something that is making them say, yeah, no. So I couldn't think of a better example. Cookie is a great example of this. It's not over the top. It's not this big thing. It's a small gesture that brings this welcoming feeling that's very reasonable. It's repeatable. It's relevant. It's remarkable. It falls right into that category. And so for yourself, that's what you're going to want to do. You're going to want to find something that's remarkable, that's relevant, that's repeatable, and that's reasonable. And if you can do those four things, you're going to really improve that that word of mouth that you're looking for. So from our journeys, when we look at what commercial cleaners or residentials do, we know that they come into places and they leave places. And so you could hyper-focus on how do we leave? What's our trademark when we leave? Whether that's a scent, whether that's a gift, whether that's a something that kind of just says, here you go. This is for you. To make it so that they say, oh man, this brand is really blank. Pays attention to details. Friendly. Whatever it is that they can connect with that. And then what happens is people say, hey, you hired do you have a cleaner? They could say, yes, I do. And they're great. They're so friendly. They do XYZ for me when they leave. Ding, 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 ding. You've created a talk point. Talk point is what creates word of mouth. Because the idea is, and this I'll kind of leave with this thought process, is that you have to find a way to generate them to talk about you. Right. And so obviously we all are like, please go tell your friends, please here's this, go give a referral. We'll give you 10% off if you refer us to someone. Like, we're all about that kind of stuff. However, you have to give them a reason to talk about you. And that's what I think gets missed. I think the marketing behind it, when we talk about word of mouth is like, oh, let me give a referral discount, or let me give them a free cleaning if they tell someone about my stuff and all kinds of stuff. And I'm not saying that stuff doesn't work, but what I'm saying is you can go one layer deeper, and to go even more organic is to say, what are the talking points of my business when somebody uses my services, and what are they going to think about me? And when they go to brand me in a couple sentences, how are they going to say it? That is going to bring you more long-term growth and more word of mouth business than anything else that you can do out there. So the last, I guess I just said that, but my last thought process is this is a great company, and, you know, get your staff together brainstorming session that you can do. So you bring everybody together, you sit down in the room together, and you can say, hey guys, we want to be our word of mouth. We want to raise this. And so let's talk about how we can do this. And the idea is we want to be remarkable. We want to be relevant. We want to be repeatable, and we want to be reasonable. So let's brainstorm ideas. Cause keep in mind, if you're the one that's cleaning, you're the one that's going to know your customers and your clients and how they work and what they makes them tick the best. But if it's your employees, they are going to know. So bring them in, and they might say, you know what? I think this would be an awesome, people seem to really appreciate this, or would really like it if we did this more or more about that. And then you can go write those stuff on the board, include them in it. And now what you're doing is it's kind of like that retention and word of mouth is when you treat a customer really well, they stay longer and they tell their people about it. Well, when you bring your employees into the process, you're building that company morale, that culture that's around that. You're making them feel like they're part of the company and are able to be creative and bring in their input and the skill sets that they have and making their clients happier as well. But then on the flip side, you're getting ideas from people who are close to the source and have their finger on the pulse. So you're really doing kind of that. It's just a great leadership skill at that point, or a great leadership quality to say, let's bring in our staff and do this together and show that A, as a company, we care about our people, and B, I care about your opinion, staff, and I want your help in this. So that's what I'll leave you with. Okay. Call to action time. You can't do a podcast without a call to action. So call to action. I like this one because I was recently in a meeting with Mike, and Mike said to me, hey, there was an appointment. We had an appointment with a couple of people. And I was like, Mike, I don't have any of these appointments on my list. I don't know where they came from. And he's like, oh, they text me. And we get talking, all this kind of stuff. And I end up booking a call with them. And I'm like, oh, I said, where do you advertise that? He said, the end of the podcast. I was like, shows. I've been working this company for almost 3 years. Didn't know they were doing that. The end of the podcast. So I'm going to put that call to action. I think there's a lot of value in reaching out to Mike and saying, hey, I appreciate this podcast. And I want to talk about my business with you. Because he's a smart dude. And I think if you listen to the podcast, you're part of his YouTube channel or whatever it may be, you're going to know he's a smart dude and that this is just going to benefit and help grow your business. So right now, Mike has that number and he's able to get on the phone and talk. I don't know if that'll be forever that he's on the phones talking to people that he's texting, but he is now. So now's the time. Let's take advantage of that. I think if you're serious about growing and investing in your business and getting it to a spot that it can start to generate real money for you, this is a good opportunity. If not, there's tons of free podcasts out here that you can listen to and get your information that way. Okay. Thanks so much. It was a pleasure to be on here, and I'll probably catch you guys down the road. See ya.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing, share with a friend, share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.